Good morning. And a beautiful morning it is. I think we've got a few more coming in, but looks like we've got some spots. So Susan, you can send them right up here. Okay. Let's begin seated on our mat, closing our eyes. For these first few moments, allow yourself to become nothing but breath. Set aside your thoughts. Just come fully into the flow of your breath. Feel how focusing on your breath quiets your mind, brings you to a place of feeling a little more centered and much more present. As we practice today, if you ever lose that connection to your breath, that's a sign to stop for a moment, take a break, and reconnect to the thread of your breath. As we practice today, for each pose, plant your roots, lift a tall, strong stem through your spine, and let your heart open like a flower. Following the wisdom of your body and the guidance of your breath into the place in each pose where you can have a moment of opening, a moment of joy, wherever that might be for you. And then we let our head drop down into gravity and sway from side to side. Coming back to center, we take our hands to our heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now from this prayer, let your arms extend open wide and then scoop them around like you're gathering the whole world into your arms and bring it back to your heart in a prayer. With each inhale, reach out and gather the world around you into a prayer at your heart. Each time, reaching further, no one left out. One more time, a big, beautiful gathering prayer. It comes right back into your heart. As we practice today, let your practice come from your heart, flow through your body like a prayer. Inhaling, reach to the sky now. And exhaling, let's fold into a forward bend. Our hands come down onto the mat where we find a grounding. Step back. Turning toes under, reach hips to the sky, come to downward facing dog. Take a nice morning welcome to your body. Stretching into all parts. And then lifting onto the toes to let one heel at a time step down toward the ground. As one heel steps down, the opposite knee bends and we move side to side. Easing our way into our body. And now we'll walk our hands back to our feet. Feel the grounding through your feet as you pour your body down in a standing forward bend. We're just beginning. Feel free to bend your knees a lot if you'd like. And then hands returning to the mat, our hands will walk forward. We return to downward facing dog. Take another welcome into your body. And then we lay our knees to the mat. Our hands come underneath our shoulders, cat and calf. Inhale in, look up, lift the tail toward the sky. And exhale and draw the belly up, round your back like a cat. Feel the movement in your back and spine, the change in your hips as you flow. Taking care of our back, so important. Most Americans at one time or another have issues with their back. Feel how you're taking such good care of your back here. Next time we come to the cat pose. Flow right through that cat pose and down onto your heels. And then with an inhale, rise up, gather all the energy around you. Reach up and bring it back to your heart in a prayer. Hands come to the mat, inhale, cow pose. Exhaling cat and again sinking down onto the heels and repeating this flow. It takes us up into the sky for a prayer. Your cat and cow. Rise up, gather all the energy around you. Bring it back to your heart in prayer. And then let's settle into child's pose. Hands walking forward, hips reaching back, knees apart or together as we settle into this quiet resting place. And if you lose the thread of your breath and want to take a moment to stop, Child's Place is a place you can come to and restore your connection to your breath at any time. Now let's spread our fingers open wide again and curl our toes, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Push the right leg into the air. Bring the right knee into the body and let's hinge forward and back with our right leg to the sky and into the body. Beginning to create freedom of movement in our right hip. And then the next time the right leg reaches to the sky, let's roll our right hip open until our knee points to the ceiling, where we'll draw circles in the air with our right knee, creating a circular range of motion now in our right hip. This motion is like lotion for our joint. And then right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up, gather the energy around you. Exhale, come back down to the mat. Step back. Inhale, come forward, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders roll back and heart lifts into cobra. And with an exhale, we reach hips back into child's pose. And once more, inhale forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Turn of the toes, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Left leg reaches into the air. Then we bend the knee and bring it forward, hinging forward and back. And then the next time the left leg reaches to the sky, roll the hip open, point the knee to the ceiling, draw circles. Circles that make the head of your femur circle around in your hip joint. Left leg into the sky. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling all the way down. Step back. Inhale forward, kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale cobra. And exhale child's pose. Keep this flow going. Connected to our breath, our movement matches our breath. Each inhale has a movement. Each exhale has a movement. We feel ourselves beginning to open up a little more. And then one final flow will take us back again to child's pose. Once we find everyone in child's pose, then we'll move on together. Fingers are wide open, toes tuck under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, hands into the heart. With an inhale, reach your prayer into the sky, and then open it up and dive all the way down. Hands connecting again to a prayer that rises up our body, and from our heart bursts open. Keep flowing. Happiness can seem so small when you hold it in your hands, but when you let it go, you know immediately that it's immense. Once more, let the prayer rise up your body and burst open from your heart, this time drawing your hands back in again to the heart and stepping to the front of the mat, ready for a sun salutation. Celebrate this beautiful sunshine today, reaching into the sky with an inhale. Exhale, sit down into chair. Inhaling, rise up again. Enjoy a little back bend here if that feels good for you. And then exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we'll lift up halfway as we lengthen our back. Exhale, plant hands on the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms float up, and exhaling, hands float down again. And we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg stretches into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And with an exhale, we come down again. Step to the front. Inhale, rise like this morning sun. Exhale, sitting into chair. Inhale, with celebration, rise up. Take a hint of a back bend if you want to. And exhale, cascade down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, lay hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, touch down. Step to the front. Inhale, rising. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up, touch the blue sky. Take the back bend into it if you want to. And exhale, flowing down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, let hands come to the mat, let feet step back. Find downward facing dog. In this moment, become nothing but breath. Let your practice flow from your heart through your body like a prayer. Let's begin our standing flow. Right leg reaching to the sky. Step the right foot forward. May the back foot flat down. Reach up, warrior one. Plant your roots. Grow a tall and strong stem. And let your flower seek out the light, your heart reaching up, opening, ripening. Find here a moment of strength. A moment of power, a moment of confidence. Like a plant, like a flower, the pose continues to grow and evolve. With every breath, Hands come behind the back now. Fingers joining together. Roll the shoulders back. Let your heart shine brightly. And then slowly begin to tip forward. The roots still holding us strong here as we take our heart toward the front leg. Wherever this is for you, wherever you find a blend of strength and balance and flexibility, be in this moment and nowhere else. One with your breath, connected to your body. Let it flow like a prayer. Drop hands down, and with one big inhale, right back up to warrior one. Big and beautiful. Find your moment. From the strength of the warrior, step forward, chair pose. Heels heavy in the earth, tailbone heavy to the ground, but heart, arms lifted and light. Seek out the light. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot firmly to the mat. Reach up, warrior one. From your heart, through your body, like a prayer. Strength, a moment of power, a moment of confidence, a moment of feeling how you can stand your ground in times of strife. Hands behind the back, fingers together, roll the shoulders back, spread your heart open wide. Let the beautiful sun shine down on you. And then slowly begin to tip forward. Feel your roots here. Feel supported. Drop hands down, reach right into the sky, warrior one. Enjoy these moments. Take the strength of the warrior. Step forward, chair pose. Heels, tailbone, heavy into the earth. Heart light, lifted. Burst up. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Take an inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Love feels so small when you hold it in your hands. When you inhale and lift it up and let it go, it grows, fold forward. Hands together in a prayer that rises up. Don't let your love be small. Send it out to the world. Flow. One more time. Reach up. Share your love with the world and then bring hands all the way to the mat. Step or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We've been here before. Let's take time now to really celebrate how it feels by staying here a little longer. The back knee can be on the mat or it can be straight. Find the way your body feels the most wonderful. Find moments here of joy and celebration. Take hands to the mat. Walk or jump, change feet. Right foot goes back, left foot comes forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. From your heart, through your body, like a prayer, send this prayer out into the world. Joy, celebration, your wish for all. Hands to the mat, walk or jump, change sides. Lunge or kneeling lunge. This time we add a twist by taking hands to a prayer at our heart and hooking the left elbow across the right thigh. Lengthen through your spine and twirl your heart around to the right. Feel free to spread your arms in this twist if you like, or to keep your hands in a prayer. Make it what feels amazing for you. You feel the unwinding of the twist as you take hands to the mat. Walk or jump, change sides. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And again, taking the twist, to twist out what we don't need and strengthen what we do. Right elbow across the left thigh. Lengthening and twisting hard around to the left. Find your moments of letting go here. Your moments of wonderful release. The twist unwinds, hands to the mat, walk or jump, change sides. This time pick the back foot up, set it down flat, pyramid pose. Straighten the right leg, lengthen through the spine. Stretch into your body gently, carefully. Find your moment of feeling grounded here. Find moments again of letting go. And then hands to the mat. Step your way into a lunge again. Walk or jump, change sides. Pick up the back foot, set it down flat, pyramid pose. Lengthening a straight spine over a straight left leg. The right foot grounded, supportive. Find the yes in this pose for your body. And then hands to the mat, walk or jump, change, excuse me, step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now take a look at your hands, walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, hands to the heart. Joy feels so small when you cup it in your hands. Inhale, release it to the world and let it feel huge. Dive down. Let yourself flow, prayer rising up the body and joy released into the world. One more time. Let the joy from your hands into the world and then dive all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg in the sky. Great big step forward.
Plant the back foot. Open wide, warrior two.
Ah. Big, beautiful, expansive warrior two. Make your body like a timeline. The left hand reaching back to the wisdom you've gained from the past. The right arm reaching forward to the hope and promise of the future. We center our minds and our hearts right here in the present moment. One with our breath. Take a little reach forward. Don't change the legs, but turn the right hand up. And then streak it across the sky into reverse warrior, creating a big opening for the right side of your body. Let your left hand just drip down your left leg as you find this moment of opening. And then bend the right arm right across the right leg. Left fingertips point into the sky and we open into side angle pose. Our eyes look into the sky. Our heart begins to roll more and more open. Find this moment of beauty. Find this moment of feeling expansive, incredibly open, spacious. And then fold your way back down to the mat. Planting hands, step back. Before vinyasa, come to plank pose. Knees down or knees up, holding steady here. Find this moment of feeling a strong center. If you'd like to lessen the intensity, take the knees down. If you'd like to add to the intensity, walk your feet, stepping one at a time up off the ground. Push back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg reaching to the sky. Take a big step forward again. Plant the back foot, reach out. Warrior two. From your heart, through your body, like a prayer, reach it out. Let the prayer extend with a wide open heart. Committed to our strong legs, take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand up, slip it across the sky. Or left hand up. Reach back into the reverse warrior. Ah, left side body, enjoying the space and freedom this brings. Find that moment of opening for you. And then bend the left arm across the left thigh. Right fingers pointing to the sky, open into side angle pose. Find a moment of beauty. Find a moment of incredible spaciousness. And then take both hands to the mat. Step back again before vinyasa. Come to plank pose or to kneeling plank. Find your center. Find that moment of deep inner strength. Walk the plank if you want. Drop the knees if you want. And then push back. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower.
Inhale arch up.
And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lift your hands, walk, or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise up.
Exhale, hands to the heart.
Compassion seems so small when you hold it tightly in your hands. But inhale, lift it up.
Reach it out to the world, dive down.
Let yourself flow. once more, reach up, spread your compassion to the world, and dive all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Let's step now into our last standing series. With a look to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up.
Exhale, hands into the heart.
Step the feet together so the legs and the feet are touching. And with hands at the heart, we sit down into chair. Heels and tailbone heavy to the earth, heart lifted. Find an incredible center here. And from that very center, let's add a twist. Taking the left elbow either between the knees or around to the outside of the right knee, twirls our heart around to the right. Keep a prayer in your hands or spread your arms open wide. Find what your body loves and craves. What helps you to twist out the stress and tension in your body? To twist out the emotions you hold and don't need. Make space for all the wonderful things that can support you. Come back to center. Inhale, standing up. Peace feels so small when you cup it in your hands. Reach up, let it go.
Exhale all the way down.
Let yourself flow. Send your peace out into the world. Once more, send peace into the world and then bring hands back into the heart, legs still together as we sit down again into chair. Find your center. And from that center, we twist the other way, right elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the left knee. Our heart goes the other direction and feel this wonderful twist in our spine. It's a cleansing twist, a healing twist. Twist unwind. Stay here, but step the feet farther apart. Take the elbows to the insides of your knees. Either stay here or play today with crow pose. If you're taking crow pose, hands are spread wide open or fingers wide open on the floor, hands under the shoulders. The key to crow is looking about a foot in front of your hands to the floor. Slip the shins onto the upper arms. And then maybe, if you feel courage, step the feet off the ground and shift your weight onto your hands. Wherever it is today, okay to be there. It's more about overcoming our fear of falling, saving face, than it is about strength. When your experience with crow is done, lift hips to the sky, roll your wrists around or tuck them deep under your feet and give a tug. Hang forward in this forward bend, relaxing, releasing. And then hands come onto the mat as we walk or jump back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lay knees to the earth, hips to the heels. Come back to that waiting nest of child's pose. Surrender to becoming nothing but breath. Our whole body now breathes in and out, expands and contracts. With our open heart, every breath becomes a prayer. arms. We plant our hands, we curl our toes, we lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, slowly let yourself roll up to stand. Hands reach to the sky and come together in a prayer that returns again to our heart. So now we balance. Let's begin our balancing today on our right foot. And we'll start with tree pose. So start with the roots for your tree. When you feel centered over your roots, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh of the right leg. Hands come together as we find our center. Perhaps branches will emerge from that center. Let it be whatever it is for you. There's no pressure here. Step in and step out as many times as you need to. Find one single point to focus on with your eyes. Deepen your focus and concentration. Reach your arms out to the sides. Pull the left knee high. Wrap it around the right, eagle pose. Wrap the right arm over the left, either grabbing the shoulders or taking the arms together. This pose is named Garudasana. It's named after Garuda, a mythic character who had a human body, but the arms, the head, the talons of an eagle. Also possessing the focus, the precision, the determination of the eagle, the strength and power. Now let your wings unfold and reach to the sky. Unwrap the legs. Let's let the eagle fly. Send the left leg behind you, warrior three. Soar over the ground, not with the flapping of wings, but with the strength and power of that eagle. You can use your arms in any direction, however they help you to balance the best. Step down then. 2 feet again on the ground. Give yourself a moment to release. And when you're ready, let's balance on the left leg, beginning with the roots for the tree. Once the roots are firm, take the right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of the right leg or left leg, finding center. And then becoming whatever's available for you. In order to withstand the storms, trees must have deep roots and flexible branches. How can that apply to living your life? Now with that single point of focus for your eyes, reach your wings out. Pull the right knee up, wrap the right leg around the left, left arm over the top of the right. Like Garuda, have wisdom, power, vision, strength. And the wings unwind, arms to the sky, unwrap the legs, send the right leg behind you and soar like the eagle. Warrior three. Let it fly with strength, with precision, with vision. And then we step down, we relax, we release. Follow a breath that reaches right up into the sky. Exhale, let that breath fold you down to the mat. Hands come to the mat, feet are stepping back. We lay our knees down and again reach our hips into our heels. Child's pose. Walk hands over to the right side of your mat and enjoy the stretch again of the left side of your body. And then hands come to center and then walk over to the left. Right side of the body enjoys the stretch now. let's take a glorious backbend camel pose. Take a fold in your mat so your knees are more comfortable. Set your knees as wide as your hips. Curl your toes under and step onto the knees, standing tall. Feel the energy and power of your lower body to support you as you take hands to the low back here. And then spreading the wings of your collarbones, let your heart begin to lift toward the sky. Find a moment of pure joy here, sending love and joy all across the world as you float into this background, wherever that is for you. Big, expansive, open heart. Carefully come up again. Gently fold that camel pose back into child's pose. On your way, you can stretch your mat back out again. Come to child's pose and find a moment of release. And then fingers open, curl the toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee down onto the mat. Lift the right hand across to the inside of the right foot and heel toe the right foot to the right edge of your mat. Deepening the stretch now into the left leg, maybe you'll be able to come down under the forearms. Some like to slip the right hand underneath and around the outside of the right ankle. Find where that feels good for you. An opening for the inner part of your hip, your groin, the hip flexor on the left leg. Not fighting with your body, never a wrestling match. Finding a place where your body's happy. And finding those moments of letting go. Bring your foot at least under your knee or even a little in front, but not behind, so there's not too much torque on your knee. And then let's unwind the hand if it's wrapped around. Come onto the hands, heel toe the right foot, across your mat to the left, pigeon pose. Feel free to take another variation if you prefer. Either lifting hard or laying it down, whatever feels most amazing for you today. Close your eyes. Here we find the moments of letting go in our right hip, a part of our body that's so incredibly vulnerable to stress. Let every long, slow breath be an opportunity to feel the deep release of this pose. As you feel the healing here, let it move through your body like a prayer to others, a wish for healing all around the world. Take hands onto the mat, curl the left toes under, let's step back, downward facing dog. Take a moment here to find that moment of equality. From right side to left side, and then step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, pick the left hand up, take it to the inside of the left foot, heel toe that foot to the left edge of your mat, and then slowly find your way into that inner hip opening. Wherever it feels good for you, be there. Close your eyes, relax your body. Take the fight out, put the breath in. Back onto the hands, heel toe the left foot, across your mat to the right, pigeon pose. Find where it fits you. Every pose looks different on every one of us because we are a tapestry of diversity. Find your personal way into the pose, the place that brings you that feeling of letting go and healing. And then let that flow through you like a prayer. May I be healed. May all be healed. again, hands come onto the mat. We step back on the right foot. One last downward facing dog. One last moment of equanimity. Lay the knees down. Cross the ankles. Swing hips over the feet. Sit down onto the earth. Extend the legs forward. Let's take a nice calming forward bend. Inhale, reaching up into the breath. And exhaling, tipping our hips forward. Closing our eyes. A time of reflection. A time of introspection. As we enjoy the stretch of the back of our body, we enjoy the calm feeling in our mind. A prayer of peace sent out to the world. May I be peaceful, may all be peaceful. Locking hands now up the legs. We bend our knees and lower down onto our back. Roll all the way onto the floor. Hug your knees into your body. Rock side to side if you like. Find your way to a place that feels centered and happy on your back. Lift legs to the sky. Take hands to a prayer at your heart. Developing deep strength at our center, take your prayer and reach it into the sky with little pulses up and down, coming from the strength of your center, guided by your breath. And then the prayer pulses over to the right side of the leg. Back to center, up and down, pulsing. Prayer lifts and lowers. And now over to the left. A moment of strength of center. Take the prayer to center a few more times now. And then hug knees into the body, lay your head to the floor, let your head rock side to side. And we're ready now to move into inversions. If you feel safe moving into a shoulder stand today, with great care, lift your legs, your hips up above your shoulders, using your hands to support you here. Or choose a bridge pose, with feet planted on the mat. Push into the feet and let the hips and spine peel off the ground, creating a bridge with your body. Find here a moment of vitality, a moment of rejuvenation. Your open heart lifted, prioritized above your mind for now. Be one with your breath. And then slowly, carefully, gently begin your way back to the mat. Gently laying yourself back onto the floor. Those who've been in the bridge pose, make your back happy with a little hug to your knees. And let's take fish pose. Feet on the floor, lifts our hips up enough to lay our hands underneath. Our legs extend outward as we sit on our hands and tuck our elbows and forearms underneath. Now let your heart rise up as your head falls back. Big, beautiful, open heart. Expansive. From your heart through your body like a prayer. And let your head and chin rise up first and gently lower your body back onto the floor. Slip the hands out from under the hips and let's reach our arms behind our head. Get a nice long body for this final spinal twist. Reaching down, grab the right knee, press it into our body, guide it across to the left. Turning our face to the right, the twist wraps itself around us, wraps us in healing and letting go. Drop the left hand away. Allow yourself to roll back onto your back. Recentering yourself on your mat and stretching again through the arms and the legs, the spine and the back. And we reach down to take the left knee into our hands, guide it across to the right, and turn face to the left. Squeezing our front body. As we tone our digestive system, nourish it. Find that moment of deep release. And then the right hand falls away. Again, our body rolls onto the mat. We find our way to center. If you'd like something to stay warm, please get it now as we come to this final relaxation. Close your eyes. Lay your receptive body open on the floor. Heart as wide as the world. And now with our heart open wide, each breath becomes our prayer. Our wish, our hope, our little bit of positive energy we send into the world. Send your breath prayer out to your friends, your family. Send your breath prayer to people of all faiths and cultures and circumstances. Send your breath prayer to people who are in pain, people who struggle. Send a prayer of positive energy, a prayer of support. Send a prayer of healing, a prayer of love. Send a prayer of gratitude. Prayer of inspiration, a prayer of peace. Who can you lift up today? Who can you touch with your prayer? Every breath from our heart through our breath becomes a prayer. Ready to begin bringing your practice today to a close. Take a moment first for whatever kind of closure feels personally meaningful for you today. And you've had that moment of your own closure, whether that's now or in a little while. When the time is right for you, roll over onto your right side. Take a moment to bask there in the afterglow of your practice, surrounded by prayers. And then in your own time frame, bring your practice to its final close by coming back to that comfortable seated position where we began today. Allow this moment to be a moment of gratitude. Gratitude for your practice today, for whatever it stirred up inside you.
and for how wonderfully you feel. And to close as we began, again, we drop our head down toward the ground and it rocks from side to side. And then we return to our center. And inhale, sweeps our arms into the sky to one more prayer. We take that prayer to our forehead for a prayer in our thoughts today. To our lips for a prayer in our words. And to our hearts for a prayer in our hearts. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.